Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in our man, Nick. Hello, Nick. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you here today. How we doing following a Steelers win on Monday night and cashing, of course. We loved it.
Big dub. Kenny Pickett, in the last 3 weeks, he's turned a corner a little bit. Look at your guy.
I'm trying to tell you, baby Eli Manning in the best way possible. I don't mean that he's going to lead the league in interceptions. I think he's awesome. I think we're starting to see that. That one, like, missed throw in the end zone, I think it was, I don't know if it was Pickens or Deontay Johnson, the intended receiver.
Pickens, yeah.
A brutal throw on that play. But otherwise, I don't know, man. I think Kenny Pickett's pretty badass, and I hope that Steelers fans are starting to come around on that as well.
There we go. All right, let's, it's a long way to go. There's injury reports, Najee Harris, everything. You got any feel for this game in Atlanta?
Yeah, I give you the same shtick I gave you when the Steelers played the New Orleans Saints, except the Steelers were on the road here. Which team has the better head coach in the game?
Mike Tomlin.
Which team has the better quarterback in the game?
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers do.
Which team has the better defense in the game?
I would think the Steelers.
Great, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win in cover. Done. The Steelers were, and like the Steelers should be favored in the game. They weren't. They were 1 point. So I bet Pittsburgh +1 on Tuesday, and it's like it's -1 now, and it's basically in a game with a low total. It's essentially the same bet. It's basically like pick the winner of the game, so I'm not trying to make it like I made this incredible bet. But like the Steelers should be favored. Like Atlanta should never be favored in this game. I think Pittsburgh is like a lot better than the Falcons. Atlanta's trending majorly down. I think the Steelers, maybe not trending majorly up just like this season, but I think as a franchise are trending up big time here. Yeah, I think it's as easy as that. Pittsburgh's head coach is better. Pittsburgh's quarterback is better. Pittsburgh's defense is better. Give me the Steelers. Done and done.
Nicholas, I like that. I'm on that train as well. But let's move to tonight. Obviously, you have Bills and Pats. Mac Jones, the last two games, the game against the Jets, he had 246 passing yards. The game against the Vikings last week, he had 382 passing yards. His over-under tonight is 225.5. I don't know. What are you feeling there?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like it's subjective, right? Which kind of makes this really fun. And I'm a bigger Mac Jones fan than most. Do you think that Mac Jones' performance last week was kind of like his like awakening, kind of like in the same way that Trevor Lawrence's performance last week at the end of the Ravens game was like his like career awakening, or was it more like the Vikings defense is brutal and like that's why it happened? Maybe like a little combination of both, probably. Like I think Mac is good. Also, the Vikings defense is bad. Like the Vikings aren't great. I know their record's good. I'm not a hater. I'm just keeping it real. That's just like a matter of fact here. Though it looks like the weather is going to be okay tonight. I'm looking at it right now in Foxborough where the wind's not really going to be bad. It's going to be cold, but not too cold here. So it looks like it's going to be decent temperature tonight for Mac Jones to potentially have a good game. Here's where I kind of get hung up on the Mac Jones thing and liking the Patriots in this game. And I will give you just like the line movement here. Bills open 5.5, currently sitting as a 3.5-point favorite. So not like a Titanic move, like we haven't hit 3 yet. This was never 6. And this is just going to be an opinion bet by me in this game because like I think the number's fine. Like, we're in the range where the number's okay. My opinion is that Buffalo's going to kill them. The Patriots defense got destroyed last week by Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. Like, Patriots special teams was bad. The offense was great. Also, the defense was bad, like, kind of low-key, right? And if Kirk Cousins did that, I think Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, and company could certainly have a lot of success. Also, they still haven't punted from the wild card playoff game this past January, where they dropped almost 50 on the Patriots and could have if they had tried the entire game. So I think Buffalo's offense is going to score. On the flip side here, this ain't the Vikings defense Patriots are going up against here. Now, I know no Von Miller here for Buffalo, but the rest of the defense is starting to get really healthy here. Like, Poyer's healthy now. Rousseau is back, the young pass rusher. I like Buffalo like a good amount here. It's an opinion bet by me take that for what it's worth. It's not like a number edge that I have, but I'm going to end up with a ticket on Buffalo tonight to beat the Patriots and cover them.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me if you would have thought this made sense back in September, Nick. It's the first weekend of December, and Geno Smith and the Seahawks are going into L.A. to play the Rams as 7.5-point favorites. Where are you on this one in particular?
Yeah, I think, like, the point spread's probably fine. Like, I think the question that I'm trying to answer is, and I don't think I have yet, is, like, should Seattle be a 10-point favorite in this game? And that, like, sounds insane to people. Mm-hmm. The Rams season is not just circling the drain. Like, it's down the drain at this point. And if I'm Sean McVay, I bet you Sean McVay's thinking about, like, what broadcasting job he's going to have next year, because they don't have draft picks until about 2085. So they sold out to win a championship last year. In my opinion, it's worth it. Like, you want a Super Bowl, banners never come down. Who cares about the next couple years? That's just my opinion as a sports fan. But yeah, the Rams season is done. Aaron Donald, who barely missed a game ever in his career, he's out for this game, which tells you, like, they're putting guys on ice here. Matthew Stafford's unlikely to play. Cup's already done probably for the year. Allen Robinson's done for a while right now. Their offensive line stinks. They can't run the ball. The defense is getting shredded on a week-in, week-out basis. So this is much less about, like, liking Seattle, being bullish on a Seahawks team that just blew a late lead last week and lost at home to the Raiders. It's that the Rams are that dreadful. So Seattle should be more than a touchdown favorite. It's just like, should they be 10? I don't think this is ever a bet on the Rams for me. Maybe it's nothing at all. Maybe it's tease Seattle down. It's Seattle or nothing for me against the Rams.
We're squeezed, so we can't go through the whole card. We got about a minute left here, so Nick, why don't you give us two bets right now that it looks like for the weekend you really like?
Yeah, I can give you, like, I'll try to do a couple here in like a minute. If Justin Fields doesn't play, the Packers need to be at least a 6-point favorite against the Bears. They're currently 4.5. Just keep an eye on that. If Fields is ruled out, Green Bay needs to be laying at least 6 at Chicago. I like Jacksonville to beat Detroit. Trevor Lawrence's hashtag awakening last week. I think the Jets are going to beat the Vikings. They're a 3-point road dog in Minnesota. The line is right, but I like the Jets in the game. The Giants are an incredible teaser leg coming up on Sunday against Washington. Tease them up to +8.5. Low total game. Have to absolutely love it. I would tease them with the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson back down to -1 at the Texans. So Giants, Browns, two-team teaser. I'll take the Dolphins +4 on the road at the 49ers. And I think that's it.
There we go. Yeah. Quick dismount there, Nick.
There you go.
Halt. An abrupt halt. Well, thank you so much. So the Steelers, you like the Steelers just straight up to win this football game, huh?
Hell yeah, man. Give me the Steelers straight. And if you want, if you're feeling especially patriotic, maybe parlay them with the United States to beat the Netherlands on Saturday morning. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Do not do that. Don't do that.
It's not a football game. It's a soccer game. So,
football, yeah, yes, if you wanted to call it that.
Gotcha. Thank you, Nick. You're the best. We'll talk soon.
Wishing you guys and all your listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
The best. That was host of You Better You Bet. You know that. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.